with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. This is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. For our final radio on pesticides, we will talk about fungicides. Fungi are responsible for 90% of all plant diseases, so controlling the pathogen source is important for keeping disease pressures in your plants low. Fungal diseases are made worse by wet and humid conditions, and many fungi need water to actively infect plants, so most plant diseases will start appearing after heavy rains or prolonged periods of high humidity when water takes longer to evaporate. Some of the most common fungal diseases I see on the job are early blight in tomatoes, anthracnose in sycamores and maples, and leaf spot across many different species. Timing is especially important when making a fungicide application. Understanding the pathogen's life cycle is important for getting the timing of your fungicide application right. In most cases, fungicides will be preventative but non-curative. Fungicides are meant to kill a pathogen before it begins causing symptoms, so any symptoms that have appeared will remain, regardless of whether or not you spray. However, it is still important to apply fungicides because the pathogen will still be present, and killing these spores will keep the disease from getting more severe and spreading to healthy plants. There are also non-chemical ways to keep fungal problems in your garden lower. Because fungal problems are made worse by wet conditions, keeping plants separated and more open will allow wind and sun to dry off the leaves faster after rainfall. This trick is most effective in shade trees, where proper pruning early in the tree's life can give the canopy the structure it needs to stay open and less humid. Keeping vegetables at their proper planting spacing will also reduce crowding that can give way to fungal problems. Finally, removing any diseased plant debris will exclude the pathogen from healthy plants. In cases where you can cure the disease, for example with powdery mildew on peonies, you don't need to remove the diseased parts of the plant. If you do end up with a lot of fallen, dead plant debris that has fungal spores on it, you will need to be diligent with removal to keep the disease from spreading and overwintering, which can cause problems in successive growing seasons. While fungal diseases are the most common plant problem, in many cases they are also the least severe, particularly if the disease only affects the leaves of woody plants. I mentioned anthracnose previously, and I get a lot of calls about this disease in March when people are concerned that their tree is dropping all of its leaves. In every instance, this disease happens early enough that the tree will push out another set of leaves with no long-term damage to the tree as a whole. Because the underlying wood is unaffected, the worst that this disease does is cause a little aesthetic setback with a bare tree and a little extra cleanup for you. In these cases, because the tree is not harmed, it isn't worth the cost of spraying fungicides. However, in the case of food plants, fungal diseases can limit or even kill off potential yields. Knowing the most common fungal diseases in our area and selecting cultivars resistant to these is the best way to minimize disease pressures in your garden with the least amount of work necessary from you. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.